Today, I'm talking to a father and son team of entrepreneurs from Surbiton, Wayne and Lewis Robinson. Good afternoon to you both, and welcome to Radio Jackie.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Right, we're going to talk about an idea that you, Wayne, had 12 years ago, and with the help of your son, Lewis, who's here as well today, how this has become a reality. Wayne, your idea is a soul that has been designed to go in a trainer with a space for a tag that can be used for tracking that person wearing the trainer. What sparked the idea you had 12 years ago?
This product, for example, Lewis ran off one day, and as a parent, it's that heart-stopping moment when you look around and you're like, oh, where's he gone, where's he gone? And that's kind of where it was born. It's like, what can you put on a child that can help you locate them in that sort of moment of panic?
A few years later, and lots of money being quoted to you to get this device going, Lewis, you suddenly had a brainwave. Can you talk about how you were able to help?
Yeah, so I've always been interested in technology, always on different social platforms. And I was just thinking, because my dad had a different type of idea, and I was like, we can make this a lot simpler by simply just putting the AirTag into an insole instead of using all the different types of tech.
Yeah, so back in the day when I was thinking of it, sort of 12 years ago, I was trying to incorporate all the tech into the actual insole, and I spent about two grand with an R&D company, and I sort of got to the prototype stage, and just before the prototype they went, right, next stage is £40,000, and like my heart sort of sank. It was like, okay, I can't quite afford that. So that's when I sort of parked the idea. I got the trademark for it, but I just thought, I'm just going to leave it. And then it wasn't until 10 years later that I got a trademark reminder through the post. And that's when I said to Lewis, well, he just explained, oh, well, I had this idea. And that's when he explained what he just explained to you guys.
So you got a piece in the Times about it. How did this come about?
I put a post about it on LinkedIn because I was sort of proud of Lewis and what he'd done and what he'd achieved with it. And then that post got like 200,000 impressions, sort of loads of reposts. And then I got this lady, Victoria Owens, contacted me and offered me some free help to set up MetaSuite to try and get sort of the advertising behind it. So I spoke to her, and then she said, there's a lady called Rebecca Appleton, who's a PR lady, and you should talk to her because she might be able to send a press release out and you may get some traction on that. So we spoke to Rebecca, she wrote a press release, we sent it out, and then next thing you know, Times are sort of knocking on the door saying, oh, can we come and have an interview? Can we send a photographer over? And we're like, brilliant, yes, definitely.
So launchpad time, wasn't it really?
Yes.
So talking about the device itself, you've shown it to me, it looks pretty robust. Is it reliable? Is it comfortable? And is it protected against moisture and wetness? Because people often get their trainers wet, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, so we went through lots of companies in China, didn't we, Lewis? And
yeah.
I think we contacted about four or five and went through WhatsApp messages for the language barrier. So it's back and forth. And then we we went with one company in the end that sort of, they had all the certificates that sort of showed you that it's all breathable, it's moisture, it's arch supportive, it's great for kids and all that sort of stuff. And like you can see here, it's pretty thick and pretty robust. It's made from polyurethane, and it's sort of supportive as well, shock absorbent. So it's not just sort of comfort for a kid, it's comfort for parents' mind as well.
So you put the AirTag in one of the soles. Presumably in the other sole, you just keep it blank, or do you have something like the AirTag but doesn't have the device in it? How does that work?
Yeah, so the other sole comes with a foam pad. You just choose what, left or right, where you will put the AirTag, and then we put the foam pad in the other side, basically.
And it's quite small. I mean, it's about the size of a 10p piece, a bit less than that.
Pins,
is that about right? Yeah.
Yeah, it comes in three different sizes. So there's 12 to 16 centimetres the first size, and 16 to 20 centimetres, and finally 20 to 24 centimetres. But we are also currently looking at getting bigger sizes for adults, as this product would be great for people with dementia, as many people have said they are elderly parents who wander off.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a surprising amount of people just go, oh, my elderly parent just keeps wandering off, it's dementia, and we're like, oh yeah, that's a pretty good idea actually. So yeah, we're going to wait till we've got some profit in the bank from this round, and then we're going to start get bigger sizes as well and sort of reinvest in some others.
So there's lots of possible applications, aren't there?
Yes.
It's not just using a little one, because I mean, when you said originally, when I read about it, you said you're aiming for sort of children under 10.
Yeah.
Because obviously maybe children over 10 have got smartphones or something, you can track them on that, but this is something for younger people, and also now, as you're saying, elderly people with dementia.
Exactly, because kids, as soon as they're 10, maybe 11, I think you don't get much older. They've already got iPhones. The parents can always track them on the sort of the Find My app on the Apple. So we were targeting for this specifically under 10s who don't have that sort of technology in their pocket all day, all night. And then also thinking, yes, elderly patients as well, that with dementia, that's when it sort of goes, oh, right, hang on, there's another gap opening here. So, yeah, we're going to sort of move into that area as well.
Is it guaranteed, and for how long is it guaranteed?
Well, children's feet grow quickly. So, as I know, God, how many much money I spent on pairs of trainers for L2. But, yeah, it's guaranteed as it's, well, once you cut them to fit, I guess, you know, it's polyurethane. It's going to outlast the kid, but it's not going to outlast their feet growing, which is why, you know, we do two pairs now, including free postage.
So let me get this right. So, obviously, children's feet grow, so you have to have different size insoles in their feet as they grow. Can you transfer the AirTag over from one sole to another?
Yes.
So the AirTag continues its life cycle as the child's feet are growing.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And do you have a dedicated app to show the location of the shoe and hence your child or your elderly parent?
Well, I mean, do you want me to talk about that, Lewis?
I can speak about this. So, AirTags use just low energy Bluetooth to send out secure anonymous signal. And when another Apple device, such as iPhone, iPads, and Macs.
Yeah, I mean, it basically works off the Find My Network app.
Yeah.
And that's how the AirTag devices work. It's like anonymous Bluetooth signal, and it sort of pings off everyone's phone, like sort of without you knowing about it.
Yeah, they have a massive range, because I was saying to you earlier, I've known people sitting on a plane having an AirTag in their baggage and say, "Ooh, it's not on this plane. My baggage is off to South Africa and I'm just going to Rome." So we know it has a long range. So that's a great benefit of it.
Yeah, I mean, and we were sort of tapping into that because parents, and we have heard this a lot, just say, "Oh, I normally just put my AirTag in the kid's bag," but they always take their bags off and a bag just ends up at school or ends up in the sort of playground or ends up, but this stays with them all the time.
You have a child with their AirTag in their sole. Do you have an alert so that if suddenly that AirTag stops moving or maybe they've taken their shoes off, are you alerted by that?
I mean, that's the tech side of stuff. That's sort of all on Find My Network. And I think you can set up a sort of a barrier if they go outside of a zone. It sort of sets an alert. So if you're in a park, for example, and you've got like a range and they go outside of a 40-metre range, it will set an alert off. But other than that, if you're at school or at home and you take your shoes off and your tag's still in the insole, it's only going to show you where that insole is.
Is it available now to purchase, and what is the cost?
The cost is £13.99. So, I mean, we try to keep it low because then you've got to buy an AirTag as well. But if you buy it, and also going back to the question earlier about the kids growing, and that's why we do two for, and you get free shipping as well now. So you can buy two pairs. But yeah, £13.99.
And are they manufactured in the UK or are they in China?
They're in China.
Did you try and find a UK manufacturer?
Yes. it's difficult. And it's the tooling process as well. We managed to get everything quite cheap done in China. I think here, if you set up a whole new tooling machine for it, it just costs a lot of money. You know, you're in the sort of tens of thousands when China just kitted out for that. And we were trying to find it here, but it just, money-wise, we just couldn't make it work.
And did you have to work with, you said it's an Apple AirTag. Did you have to work with Apple for them to allow you to use their AirTag in your sole?
No, because we're not marketing Apple AirTag. You know, we're an insole. We're not a tech company. We're sort of housing the tech. And also, there's other AirTags now all on Amazon, which we've used. Because of Android, like, at the minute, it's for Apple users. But Android users have said, well, what about me? And we're like, actually, there's on Amazon now, you can buy all these tags for Android and app that work with Find My app. And they all fit in our insole. So we're gonna start selling those on our website as well.
So let's say they're a standardised tag then.
Yeah, size-wise, that's what I mean. We've ordered about four different pairs now and they all fit. So everyone must have just gone for that exact same size now because, yeah.
So what people are ordering is sole.
Yes.
Do you supply the AirTag as well or do they get that from another source?
What we found generally is most people that have ordered now already have an AirTag and are using it to put in their kids' bags. So they just take it out of the kid's bag now, put it in our insole and put it in their shoes. So that's the current market, but we're going to start sort of trying to open it out and get people to buy the other AirTags that are on Amazon and use them with our sole.
All I can say is well done, you two. It's a brilliant idea. How can people, do you have a website that people can go onto and learn about it and also order from it?
Yeah, listofsoles.com.
littlelostsouls.com. Spelt S-O-L-E-S, I presume, rather S-O-A-L-S. Is that right?
S-O-L-E-S, yes. That's, Little Lost Souls.
That's a really, really...
And yeah, so you go on there, we've got all the stuff about us, and you've got the Times article on there, and maybe we'll have a featured on Jackie FM as well on there soon.
Thank you both for coming into the studio. It's been a real pleasure having you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.